from KQED.
A growing body of research links Parkinson's disease with a number of pesticides commonly used on California farms. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca tells us about the latest study from UCLA.
UCLA neurologists examined hundreds of Parkinson's patients in the Central Valley, where rural residents may have been exposed to a fungicide called Benamil. It was widely used on crops like almonds, apples, and berries before the EPA banned it a decade ago. The study finds the pesticide triggered cellular changes, preventing a key enzyme from keeping check on a naturally occurring toxin that damages neurons in the brain. The study has implications even for Parkinson's patients who were not exposed to pesticides. One of the big breakthroughs here is that discovery of a new process that can lead to neurological damage. UCLA neurology professor Dr. Jeff Bronstein.
So it's really the mechanism by which it works that is of particular interest to us, because we think there are going to be other things in the environment and other genetic variations that may lead us to one of the causes of Parkinson's disease.
Bronstein's team also tested the pesticide on zebrafish in the lab. The fish are transparent, so scientists could watch the chemical's impact on cells tinted with a fluorescent green dye. The new study appears in the latest online edition of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.